This is Mike Orshan, and welcome to Link to Your World's Rise of the Individual. And today we have John Dietz from New Zealand. And John, can you introduce yourself?
I work here as basically a litigation support consultant, and besides that, I maintain a parallel career as a jazz guitar player.
Interviewing various people around the world and looking at how people use social networks in different applications. I know that you're active in a number of different social networks, and I thought going through a number of those and seeing how you're taking advantage of social networks would be interesting. So out of this list of social networks, which one are you most active?
Probably Facebook for the moment, and there's one not on the list. That would be Project Stars, which is still in a beta stage. But these would be the two most active ones.
Well, let's take a look at Facebook first. It's pretty popular. There's big investments going on with Facebook through, you know, Microsoft and whoever. What do you get out of it?
What I found in a lot of other networks was either they were small, so I had a difficulty in reaching my complete network, or they were limited in their options to disseminate information or stay in contact with my network. I started utilizing Facebook for that because it gave me an opportunity to share my blog there and share basically information with my network that I came across during daily operations.
Who is your network? I mean, did your network exist before you were on Facebook?
Yes, part of my network existed before I was on Facebook. A large part of my network was built up over time using LinkedIn. Yeah, besides that, I started utilizing other networks and smaller networks that were already there well before Facebook. A good example, for instance, is my membership of the Investigations Worldwide Association. That's probably a network I've been a member of for the longest time. It's in actual fact not more than a closed Yahoo group where people can join if they're in the same line of business, which is investigations. And it's typically that's where my whole interest for utilizing social networks and social networking actually.
Let's go back to the beginning for a second. So there was a period of time where you did business or social activities without a social network. Do you remember when you first found maybe LinkedIn or Rise or something like that? And can you go over that beginning experience? Because
what happened is about 4 years ago, I immigrated from the Netherlands to New Zealand. I arrived here basically with no network at all. My network that I had was a network in the Netherlands and in Europe. I found it hard at first to get a job here, so I ended up starting up my own shop. Ever since the start, probably some of the advice I was given was start building up a network, because that's important. Start building up a network in New Zealand or wherever you want to work. That's where what I found was that's easy when you look around in your own city, but in New Zealand cities are far apart, and I just didn't have the time to travel all over the country to meet people, also not the financial means to do so. So what I started doing was seeing what possibilities there were on the internet, what networks there were that related to my line of business, and besides that, what networks there were that I could utilize to make contacts in New Zealand. Very first network was the Investigations Worldwide Association, to see what possibilities there were to get referral work. And besides that, my very first network was LinkedIn. If you look at New Zealand and people that are involved in my business, there's probably around 300 countrywide. In the Netherlands, I worked in a company that would probably have comprised a quarter of of the complete industry here, just in one company. So what I was looking for was also people where I could exchange ideas with, just bounce off ideas that related to my work and my wider range of interests.
What was the result? So
is that I started building a network in New Zealand, and B, and that's probably more important for me at the moment, I started to build a network of A, people that I can talk to and bounce off ideas with worldwide. I have people that are available for jobs overseas. I mean, part of the work I do involve international projects. I don't think I would have ever been able to pull those off without the internet and without having a possibility to build relations through the internet with parties that I can now say I trust with whatever I give them.
So you were able to actually get engagements.
Yeah, that was certainly a big trigger. And the idea to utilize the internet for that probably came from my involvement in SoundClick, which is a music site. That's where, for the first time in my life, before I even emigrated, I started utilizing the internet to record music with artists that I, up till this day, have never seen before.
That's a really good thought, and I was thinking about asking you about that. Have you met people through this network? You know, have you physically met?
Yeah, in New Zealand, I met several people, quite a substantial number by now. Every now and then, when you do travel, either for my work or for a holiday, I try to meet people wherever I go that are already in my network, and the other way around. Several people from my network have been visiting New Zealand and just dropped in for, even if it was just a coffee or a barbecue.
Going back to Facebook, there's many new applications on Facebook. Have you been involved in using any? I mean, there's a lot of applications, like you can chomp on somebody's neck or something like that. But have you found practical applications that have?
I'm still looking at the Business 3.0 application. That's one of the applications whereby you can promote and sell products and services straight through Facebook.
Why is that interesting to you?
I don't have any expectations yet. I'm really seeing what it could do. I mean, there are some things that I wrote in the past that I might be putting on there and see if I can leverage some of the time that I spend on writing manuals and training material and see if I can get something back out of
that. The network to actually start up a business. You've had some success with that, and along the way you've even been able to meet people in a social way. Even though it was probably more businessy, it was still social, and that's great. What do you think, what would you like to see in social networks? What do you think would help you even more?
What I would like to see is a place where I can basically manage all those networks and the information that goes around. What I see as a real hurdle for all those networks is that they end up working as a big tank, basically, and information, knowledge gets stuck in one. And it would be fantastic if you could basically connect people with information on a many-to-many basis from your own center point all over those networks. Yeah, sometimes I have the same discussion on three different networks and with different people, and it would be great if I could just get those people and that information that is being exchanged together from one single place without having to ask people, why don't you join this network as well or this network as well? I mean, probably one big mother network would be a great thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, audience. Please add comments. Check us out at www.linktoyourworld.com, and we'll be with you soon.